Heavenly Father, this is a request. I hope you have a post office of some sort in heaven that'll pass messages along. I have a message I want to give to my sweetheart. This request means a lot to me. My sweetheart and partner in prayer and ministry is with you. I miss her so very, very much. It's an absolute reversal of life for me. Not being able to talk to her, to hold her, to seeing her face and seeing how much she loved me, and get her advice. Wow, I need her advice. She's so wise. Father, in Hebrews 12:1, you informed us about the great cloud of witnesses that are observing us. Well, I'm still trying to measure up to the example she set. Would you please do me a favor? Would you let an angel carry a message to her for me? Oh, my dear, precious, magnificent sweetheart and lover, I miss you with an indescribable loneliness. I know I've maxed out the measure of human love for you in our 66 years of marriage. I love you as much as is humanly possible, but I am also sure that you know you're in the presence of pure love, true love, absolute love that's in heaven because our Father is pure love. Darling, I'm so thankful that I love you in death as much as I did in life. Absolutely. That's the kind of love, absolute. In my loneliness, I feel a need to walk closer to God than I ever have before. He is the only one who understands, the only one who loves me enough that it fills the love void that was created when you left. No, when you were taken. Honey, please help me in any way you can to walk in obedience. Urge the angels. You know me, urge the angels to write God's directions for me in big letters. You know how dense I am at times. Well, how dense at most of the times. I have no other reason for living than to serve Him in absolute obedience. Darling, it was our obedience that brought us together. A soprano and ballerina from the St. Louis Opera, and a swamp rat type Cajun who trapped mink and muskrat and hunted all the time. Oh, it would never happen in a million years. Yet God did it in 3 weeks. That's right, I remember. I'd only known you 3 weeks when I asked you to marry me, and you said you would. Thank you for helping God make me the man I am today. I was just a chunkable rock till you came and joined me, and God pitched us in the pond. What a splash we made. Everywhere I go, folks speak of your influence on their lives, especially your praying. Until we met, you had impressed people with your body's ability to dance and sing and entertain. But after we married, you influenced people with your heart, a heart for God and for them. Everywhere I go, folks tell me what a blessing you were in their lives, and I can echo their sentiment. Because you were and are such a blessing in mine. I don't know how heaven works, but I hope that this message gets to you. Now, Catholics will pray to venerable saints, hoping they'll intercede for them. Well, we know that Jesus paid the price for us to run and leap into the Father's lap and get a hug. So Jesus knows how much I love Him, Lord. I tell Him every day and verify it by my obedience. I just wanted Him to pass this message to you so you'll know I still love you with all my heart. I love you. John L.